Joining us now from DuoTrack, we have Jason Koo. Jason, welcome into the golf shop.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
All right. So, you know, we've seen lately a lot of these swing analysis products popping up onto the scene. Give me, right off the top, what is separating your product from some of the other ones?
Well, instead of just having a single sensor, you know, which isn't going to track as more accurate than having four sensors, that is probably one of the biggest difference. We're going to give you four times the accuracy. But most importantly, we have two sensors that are on the golf club, but then also two sensors that are on the body, specifically on your hips. So not only are we tracking what the club is doing, but now we're also tracking what the body position is doing as well, the weight shift. So now you're getting the full picture as opposed to just a fraction of you.
And that's the interesting thing. So you're putting one at the butt end, and you're putting one down near the hosel, and then you're putting one on each hip, and that's where your four data points are coming from, as opposed to, like you're saying, the one data point of either on the butt end of the club or somewhere on the shaft of the club, right?
Right, or like on the back of your wrist. Yeah, so.
So with wearables and all of these, you know, swing analysis things coming out right now, did you look at what came out initially and said, wait, I could do better than that with more points of data? Or was this something that happened simultaneously with the rest of the boom?
You know, it was funny because I was actually introducing a product at the PGA show last year, and I saw the sensors, and I was thinking about actually putting one of the sensors into my product that I was actually launching. It was a split ferrule. It was a snap cap. And I was thinking about actually putting a sensor inside there, and that way, you know, I could be closer to the club face and then actually get you a more accurate read as opposed to, you know, on the back of your wrist or at the butt end. The closer you are to the club face is where you're going to really get, you know, the most accurate data.
All right, so does it take some calibration on the front end? I mean, how are we calculating face angle accurately? You know, because that's always freaking people out. It's like, okay, we got a sensor on there. How is it really telling me what the face angle is at impact?
So what happens is that we set the two sensors, and when those two sensors on the club form that invisible line, now we're able to then give you, you know, that measurement in a somewhat of a 4D space. So then when you're able to then calculate at zero, this is the face angle at address, then we can tell what the face angle is actually doing when you're at the top, when you're at your downswing, and most importantly, when you're at an impact.
Well, and one of the most important things about this, obviously, is how intensely accurate it is in determining the club face angle. Now, you know, I think we all know when we don't hit a ball square, but not everybody knows, you know, just how off you are to really make a mess and how important it is to be at zero. So how far off would a shot be, you know, 150-yard club if you're 4 degrees off?
Right. So that's where the other two sensors come in. So knowing your club face angle is important. That's, you know, half of the picture. The other half is how you're shifting. And when we have the hip sensors on, then we can determine if your path now is actually coming in from the inside as opposed to coming over the top. So if the hip sensors are recording that you're actually staying too far back on your back, backside, or the back of your foot, and not shifting forward, you know, like posting when you normally should, then that will then determine your path. So the path plus the face angle is going to give you the complete picture of what's going to happen if your ball is going to veer off to the, you know, to the right, or if it's just going to go straight right, as opposed to being a pull going toward the left or hooking.
Well, and where this technology might be best suited for the range, it's not cumbersome. I mean, you know, these sensors, you could go out and play around with it and never know you had it. Now, you'd have to have sensors on all your clubs if you wanted constant data, but the initial set that you guys offer has, I believe, it's 4 points, so you can do two clubs. Is that correct?
No, primarily what we're trying to do is, this is a training app, and it's a training system, mainly because, you know, when you're trying to groove in the right swing, or you're trying to make those correct swing changes, you want to know, you know, specifically, you know, how the club face is acting and if I'm shifting correctly. So if you get those that information, you're getting instant feedback, then you can groove in the proper swing. Yes, we can. You can change it out to different clubs, and obviously the hip sensors, they stay the same, but you know, changing out to the different clubs is pretty easy.
So it starts with the four sensors and the package. Is it available now, or is it something that's almost available?
It's almost available.
Okay.
We've actually after Chinese New Year, we had the factory start to. The production, the molds are complete, and we're just hopefully we're going to be ready to ship probably the beginning of April.
Well, and certainly demand is there, because you had quite a time at the PGA show at demo day. I mean, what'd you learn there? Were there any surprises at how people reacted to the product?
Actually, we were surprised at how the PGA instructors and the PGA professionals, they really took on to the product, because. What we're trying to do is create a somewhat of an interface where the instructors or the coaches can be able to then get with their students and be able to actually see each swing happening in real time, because of our data packets that are coming through the internet and the cloud. We're able to share the same swing with the coach and the student, even if they were, from California to Florida. It's almost instant.
Again, we're talking with Jason Koo of DuoTrack. And Jason, let me ask you this. How close are we to almost like a virtual reality? I mean, we see EA Sports or somebody does, the old Tiger Woods game and the now PGA Tour game, and they have the player, in with a black leotard on, and they've got all the little lighted golf little balls on them. I mean, are we getting to the point where we might actually see more than four data points? We might see, two on the club and one on each hip and one on each shoulder and maybe one on each knee and one on, each foot. Are we kind of progressing towards where we may end up seeing every single data point possible being captured by anybody who wants to go out in the range and spend time doing this?
Yes, it's actually, the technology's already here. It's just a matter of, how we can develop it to make it user-friendly and easy to use. But, I'd probably say that, that is going to be reality. Probably, you'll probably see something coming out next PGA show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and let's remind our listeners, when this nice fantasy becomes reality, you don't have to wear a black leotard out to the range.
Come on. How fun would that be? To see a bunch of people out in the range pounding golf balls wearing all black unitards.
Depends on who they are.
Oh, man. So give us the price point for the DuoTrack 4D golf kit, the four sensors.
So basically, we're starting out at $149, that's our retail price. They're going to be available through Golfsmith. They're going to be available online soon. Right now, we have an Indiegogo campaign that we're going to probably finish up in the next couple weeks. We did a Kickstarter campaign about a month ago, and that was successfully funded. So a lot of good stuff is happening. We're listening to, the players. We're listening to the consumers, and they want more accuracy. They want more sensors. It was interesting, because when we tested the product, we put out a two-sensor system and a four-sensor system, and nobody purchased the two-sensor system. They just want more accuracy.
Wow. Yeah. So the 2-point would be the 2 points on the club, correct?
Right.
Interesting.
Right. And then so we added the two other points, on the body, and that basically sold 100%.
Wow. I'm sitting here thinking about like sewing the sensors into the seams of pants and to getting just a full, this full array of information. But you're the guy to do that, so I have to ask. I mean, in 2015 at the PGA show, you were with one product. 2016, mm-hmm. you're with another. What are we going to see you rolling out next year? I mean, you're on the leading edge, so you can tell me. It's just you and I. What are you rolling out next year? What's next?
It's probably the Tiger Woods EA Sports game version. Minus the black leotards.
But how much fun would that be? I mean, you've got it as a teaching tool, but even as something to have fun with. I mean, that would be awesome to sort of play round on fun. The range. How cool.
Imagine, you know, like being the Tiger Woods and then actually being on the driving range and then, you know, playing a round at Pebble Beach, you know, 18 holes at Pebble Beach and being able to play it on the driving range.
Yeah, I mean, you're pounding balls at the local Muni driving range, but you're playing Augusta.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
And not only that, because the Xbox is an online thing now, you could actually, off your phone, record your own swing and dump it into the system, and you could play every course as yourself with your own golf swing. How cool would that be? See, we're throwing ideas at you now that you've probably thought of, you know, 10 years ago, but we're just throwing them out there anyway.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, guys, you put a lot of work on me.
No pressure. No pressure whatsoever. Did you mention online if people want to do a pre-order online?
Yep. They can go to duotrac.com, duotrac.com, and they can get right into ordering through the Indiegogo. But we also have it where they can pre-order. And yes, we're gonna start shipping out within the next 30 days, and we're excited to finally get it out.
Well, we're excited to check it out and see more about this as we go down the road. And, of course, we're going to be excited to see what Jason Koo's going to offer us next year. So we'll be in touch, man, definitely. But we appreciate you coming on with us.
It's the PGA Show next year.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to the launch.
Well, thank you very much for having me.